Hello, it's Judy Price again, and welcome back. And this is the second part of the series called Five Secrets of Losing Weight Permanently. And in the last part, part one, I talked about how diets don't work and how if you want to have success, you have to ditch dieting as a method because it doesn't work and do something else that works instead. And in the second part today, I'm going to explain to you how an understanding of modern nutrition, specifically related to fat loss, is really important to you in helping you to lose weight. So what I find is fairly typical is that when I speak to my clients, when I speak to the people who tend to come to me, is that they are dieting veterans, so they've done every single program known to human. And really and truly, you might be like this too. You might be somebody who's read every book, you've done every program, and actually you could probably almost write a book on it yourself. So we are overloaded with information about food and nutrition, and yet this understanding can often make our situation much more complex. And we get into information overload and we don't know what we should be doing, really. And I'll give you a typical example of this. I'm thinking of a client of mine at the moment who would just seem to spend a week hopping from different program to different program. So she might start one day doing a red and green days, and then next day she'd have decided that she was doing a sort of Atkins low carb kind of thing. And obviously, just hopping around doing different programs like that in a state of confusion is not going to work for anybody. So I consider it very important in my role, because obviously my first training is as a nutritional therapist, and I'm very, very interested in how and why food has certain actions within the body. But there's so much really brilliant scientific data and information around at the moment about what, how and when we eat has an effect on how we store fat or metabolize fat. And it really comes down to the way that different foods affect things like the hormones and neurotransmitters and other biochemical processes which are involved in things like appetite and satiety. And these are complex, and my aim is to simplify them for you so that, you know, it's a very simple method and you can just get on with it. But nevertheless, what we eat, when we eat and how we eat has an enormous impact on whether we are fat storers or fat burners. And once you understand this, you can begin to make better choices. Once you're eating in this way, your hormones get a chance to rebalance, your biochemistry rebalances, and you find that you have more control over your eating. And that means easier fat loss, because, yes, of course, a lot of people have problems with eating and problems with weight because of things like emotional eating, comfort eating, and so on. And that I certainly cover that, and I'm trained in eating disorders and all the rest of it. However, certain programs will mislead you in the fact that they will tell you that all your overeating is about your emotions, and that is absolutely untrue. It is some and some. So it's really good to get the nutrition side of things sorted so that your body chemistry rebalances, and then you don't have these drives and compulsions to eat particular foods that are caused by biochemical imbalances rather than psychological imbalances or psychological cravings and needs, if you see what I mean. So anyway, I look forward to catching up with you tomorrow. I'm going to talk a bit more about the psychological aspects of losing weight in the third part of this series. So I'm signing off now. It's Judy Price from Happy Weight, that's www.happyweight.com.